Henry Stone brought Miami bass and disco to the music charts. Stone was a music producer, promoter, and publisher. He may be best known for his work with TK Records, which he founded in the 1960s and was home to many soul, rhythm and blues, and early disco records. Bill Kelly was around in those days as a club DJ in South Florida. Kelly went on to found the Winter Music Conference, the preeminent conference for dance music. It's still around today. We spoke with Kelly about how he remembers Henry Stone.
I remember going to TK Studios almost every week. I'd go to TK Studios to see what the latest releases were, and they would give me all the product, and I'd get a chance to listen to it. I'd come back the next week and give them feedback. And, you know, Henry used to say to me, "Listen, why don't you stick around and you're doing a studio session, and why don't you stick around and tell me what you think of it?" You know, I remember sitting in a sax with one of the mixers. His name was Sax, because he used to be a saxophone player, and he was one of the engineers. And I used to fall asleep on the couch behind him, because it was a tedious thing to listen to a track over and over and over again. But I used to do it because I had this love for. I never knew when I woke up who was going to be there. Sometimes it was Casey, sometimes it was Betty Wright. I mean, there was all these great artists that came through, and Henry was the catalyst for all that. He's definitely left a legacy, so there's no doubt about that. It's a business now, and although it's been a business with him for many years as well, he would sign something and hear something, and immediately, just out of one song, he'd immediately say, "That's a hit. We have to put that on the record." There's a lot of firsts that Henry Stone did, and I don't think that in this day and age, I don't think this is going to be a lot of firsts like there were back when Henry Stone was around. So he was a pioneer for sure.